through any questions that you may have. One moment.
Okay. Hi, is this Curtis?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Curtis. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
Okay. I'm doing good, thanks.
All right. Hope you're having a good Wednesday so far.
So far.
Okay. And it looks like you were talking to Rusty. He put in the notes here you are new in business.
Yes. I'm not into it for 2 years yet. I am actually a past customer of yours.
Oh, you're a past customer of ours. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what's the name of your company?
Curtis Scherbaker Residential Design.
And was it under that company or a different company?
Yes. No, it was under that company.
Okay. Let me see if I can't pull something up here. I do see that, yes. You previously canceled the service about a year ago?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I couldn't take on new work. But because we were kind of transient, you know, we were living in a motorhome at the time and we didn't really have a good permanent address. However, we've now moved to South Carolina and we'll be here permanently. For at least the next year, I'm going to be concentrating on the Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Area. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you were formerly located, let's see.
In Phoenix.
In Phoenix, okay.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. All right. And let me just see here. So you're interested in getting found in Greenville, South Carolina, and surrounding areas, and then it looks like you're traveling about a 50-mile radius. Okay.
Yeah, that's about as far as I want to go.
And you specialize in interior design?
No. No, I'm not an interior. I'm actually a building designer. Building designer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I do see here you have a website. It's very nice. Did you have help with that?
To be honest with you, I don't know if anybody's ever contacted me because of that website. There's some things there that aren't working properly. As you can see, if you scroll down, I don't have any reviews.
I do see that.
But I do have reviews on Yelp and on Google and I think on Home Advisor I have one or two and nothing is showing up on my website. I think if you search the business name maybe under Google, you might get a listing or two from Home Advisor or Yelp. But the main thing is my Google listings don't show up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking here and I don't even see a Google business profile. The only thing I really see mm-hmm. is your Home Advisor link. And it looks like LinkedIn, mm-hmm. that's about it. So there's a lot we could do here for you. We can get you more of an online presence on Google. First and foremost, get you that Google business profile going. So when clients do click on your business, they'll be able to, call you, see your website, see your hours of operation. And then once you start getting those good jobs, we'll be able to see your reviews as well. And then I do mm-hmm. see your Angie's listing. Are you liking that service so far? I mean, what's your experience been with Angie's?
To be quite honest with you, I have my leads turned off for probably at least a year because, I've had good work that I've been doing for other people, and to be honest with you, I think I'm actually probably going to drop Angie because, for the most part, it's people that want to redecorate a room or do a bathroom or maybe remodel a kitchen, and I want to focus on new home single family residence. I don't know how much I really want to get involved in remodeling. I really really want to kind of concentrate on new home design.
New home design.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's, I would, if I had the choice between a remodel and a new home, I would take a new home design. But anyway,
okay.
I just don't want to, I don't want little jobs like that. I would rather have fewer jobs and bigger ones is what I really want to concentrate on.
Okay, and it's strictly residential, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do you have any photos of the work that you've done? Are these photos of the work that you've done? These.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they're not actual photos or renderings. You know, I've been in business so short a period of time that I don't have any photos of completed projects to put up on my website yet.
Okay.
These are all conceptual designs that I've done and that kind of thing. So
okay.
Nothing. I think there's a couple of them that are in process of being built, but really nothing complete that I can put up on the website. This is all just examples of the work that I do in 3D.
Right. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could have the nicest website out there, right? But if you're not on that first page of Google, nobody's going to see it, right? So
That's definitely
want to bring traffic to your listing. Now, how this works, it's a lot different. Well, you already know how it works. You were with us prior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not charging you per lead or anything like that. You're having unlimited calls coming your way directly for a flat rate each month, no contract. So clients
mm-hmm.
don't have to go through any kind of third party to find you. All they're going to do is Google your services, like building design. And then once they see Curtis Schovacker on that first page of Google, they're going to contact you directly.
Right.
So I'm sure you
okay.
can appreciate that. Now, the companies that are currently... Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm good. Go ahead. I'll finish what you're saying.
Oh, no, go ahead. I want to answer your question.
Well, for instance, I'm talking to some marketing people at GoDaddy who manages my website. And, they do research on what the trending keywords are in my area and that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And there's another party that does a lot of social media marketing for me and emails and posts and that kind of thing. I'm somewhat confused on trying to figure out, what actually I get depending on what company I'm working with. Now, like for instance, the GoDaddy representative I spoke with, they said that, it might take a few months to actually get worked into that first page. They kind of do rankings with Google and somehow or another that it works its way up to the top and then stays there longer. He said that there are other companies, maybe he's referring to you or someone like you that say that they can get me on the first page quickly, but then it doesn't stay there very long, that kind of thing. So are you familiar with their plan, and can you tell me what benefit I would have to work with you as opposed to working with, the GoDaddy plan?
Sure. So, I mean, GoDaddy specializes in website development, right? When it comes to
mm-hmm.
first page placement on Google, that's SEO, search engine optimization. You want to
yes.
go with a Google
mm-hmm.
partner, okay? Because Google
mm-hmm.
partners get training directly from Google to provide this service for you. So that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what we are. There's a lot of SEO companies out there. Some of them may be two guys in a basement or a company overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say they can't get you
right.
up there, but it might take them a lot longer. Now, if you're with a Google
okay.
partner, they can ensure your placement and get you up there quickly. That's exactly what we are. Google hand-selected
okay.
us to be a premier partner 17 years ago. We've been in business for that long. So we earned that badge
okay.
from Google,
okay.
which means we've achieved a higher level of training, certification, and product knowledge than other Google partners have.
I see. Okay.
So an average SEO company, it could take an upwards of 3 to 6 months to get you on that first page, if not longer.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a
mm-hmm.
Google partner, a premier Google partner, we can get you up there within 30 to 45 days in that local map section.
I see. Okay. I mean, you know, I've done a little bit of work on my GoDaddy page. You know, I've kind of dabbled in the SEO end of it a little bit, and you know, worked on some keywords and keyword phrases and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm not afraid to get in there and dabble with that part of it myself.
Sure.
It's
time consuming.
Yeah, it is. Now, do you folks do SEO as well, or is it?
That's what we specialize in. That's what this service is in regards to is SEO. So what we do is we list your company on that first page of Google in the local map section. You know, that map
mm-hmm.
that pops up when you do
okay.
searches on Google. So anytime yeah. anyone's in Greenville and they're doing a search for your services, building design, for example, we make sure your company pops up on that first page for all of the services you do offer. Now, in addition to that,
okay.
yeah, we're also going to include a directory submission package, which means we're going to list you in 60 different directories. We'll get you found on Yelp,
okay.
Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook, BBB.org, Super Pages, right? And what that's going to do is get
okay.
you more of an online presence.
Okay.
And get your name out there even more. That's part of the SEO
okay.
that we optimize for
okay.
you.
Go ahead, please. Please finish what you were saying. I'll wait.
Go ahead. Ask away.
For instance, and I can't remember if I mentioned this before, but GoDaddy partner that I spoke with, said that they do research on what trending keywords are in my area that may be applicable to my business, and their pricing structure is based on how many hours per month that they put into the development of my presence, and
mm-hmm.
part of that has to do with how many keywords. They work with and so on. Is that anything how your structure works?
No, not at all. If you don't mind me asking, how much did they say they were going to charge you? So.
It's around $500 a month.
Okay. All right.
They base that on 10 hours of work that they do per month, and then they. You know, he said that they actually show a log of what they've worked on and how many hours and so on, that type of thing. You know, so.
Okay.
That's how their product is.
Right. So we can definitely get you in at a more reasonable rate. What other services did they say they were going to include? I mean, are they doing, you said social media, are they doing like Facebook ads? Are they doing Google ads?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. Well, it's actually two different ones. One of them was an unsolicited call that they say that they're part of GoDaddy
mm-hmm.
and they do let me just pull the thing up here and tell you what all they do here. Bear with me for a moment, please.
Sure. Was there a particular reason you haven't moved forward with that service yet?
I'm still trying. It's just a big chunk of money. It's just me, and I don't
right.
have a lot of, I don't have a lot of cash flow to work with right now.
Sure.
Okay. What they say is they do website updates, SEO, of course, social ad campaigns, social posts. They actually create posts. Eight of them a month. They do a professional photo shoot, social page optimization, business listing optimization, reputation management. You know, they say that they respond to every review that I get, email marketing, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like a pretty comprehensive plan, but it's a lot of money.
Well, it sounds like the only, for $500, they're only doing your social media, I mean, your social media ads. I mean, for that much, we can get you in for Google ads.
Mm-hmm.
Which are, you know, I mean, that seems like a lot for the services that they're offering.
Yeah. Well, for instance, when I was working with you folks before, I think your price was like $249 a month.
Yes.
For me. And I can't recall what all you did for that amount.
Well, I can tell you right now, it hasn't changed.
Yes.
We can still get you for that $249. Okay. The only thing that's changed is it's set on a 2-month verbal agreement. So we just ask that you stick with us for 2 months. And then after those 2 months are up, it goes month to month. No contract, okay?
Okay.
Now, we can get you in for a flat rate of $249 a month.
Okay.
And then what I would do is there is a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover the programming, but we'd go ahead and waive that for you and get you in out the door for $249. And what that's going to include is complete Google local optimization setup. So anytime anyone's in your area within a 50-mile range, and they do a search for any of your services, we make sure you pop up in that local map section, okay, on that first page.
I see. Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, like I said, we're going to list you in 60 various directories. That'll get your name out there even more. We're also going to include Facebook ads, okay? This is going to be another way for you to generate leads aside from Google through social media. And how it works is anytime anyone does a search online within that 50-mile range for your services, when they go on their Facebook page, your ad is going to show up in their feed.
Well, when they go on their own Facebook page?
Exactly. Yes, when they go on their Facebook page, your ad is going to show up in their feed.
Wow. Okay.
So it's, you know, you're going to be targeting a large radius with that, a 50-mile radius. So you're going to get a lot of exposure with Facebook ads. We've worked, you know, a lot of our clients are very happy with it. They have a lot of success. And you're only, how it works is you get $100 worth of Facebook ads at 50 cents per click. So you're going to get a lot of clicks within that month. Okay. That's included in the $249. Okay. We're also going to provide initial content creation on Bing. And then we're going to get you on Amazon Alexa. So people could do voice-activated searches and find you that way as well. We're going to provide exposure that covers mobile devices. So that includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Most people do searches from their phones, right? So we want to fully optimize that for you.
Sure. I mean, there's probably most people, everybody's got a phone. There's not that many people that sit on a computer and do things like that. So,
exactly.
That would be good.
Okay. Now, I will tell you this. A website's included in the package. We would create you a mobile-friendly, fully optimized website where we can upload photos for you. Once you have those before and after photos, we can upload that. If, you know, as of right now, we could use the photos you currently have. And then we're also going to create a logo for you.
All right? Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going
to keep...
Yes.
I'm sorry, would I be able to keep my same domain name?
Yes. Yes. If you wanted to keep your domain, we could definitely work off of that. Being that it's through GoGetDaddy, we could definitely help you with that.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. So continue. This is starting to sound interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we would do is we would attach that website. We would make sure it's Google compliant, of course. And then we would attach that website to your Google Business Profile to bring traffic to it.
I see. Okay.
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 So that's everything in a nutshell. We're literally covering all of your bases when it comes to your online marketing, Curtis. We're going to handle everything for you on the back end so you can solely focus on your business.
I see. Let me ask you this. Now, I don't have basically an online store. However, at some point, I would like to be able to take some of my designs and sell, you know, blueprint sets and things like that. You know, there may be some things that I'd want to actually put up to sell. in that respect. Would this website have the option to contain an online store as well?
That's a great question. Let me ask my supervisor about that. I want to provide you accurate information. So you want to be able to sell your blueprint on the website.
Yes. I mean, it might take some time before I would get to that point, but I'd like to, you know, have that option in the future if I want. And that's one of the things that I could do through GoDaddy, I believe. I'd be interested to see if it's something that I could do through, you know, your company's website that you would create for me.
Okay, absolutely. Let me check with my supervisor on that, because we do have different layouts of websites, but let me see if we could include that.
Okay. And I'm sorry, did you say that you work on actually logo and all that as well?
A logo? Yes. Yes. So a logo is included in the package.
Okay. I'm pretty happy with the one I have now, but I'd certainly be willing to look at other options.
Absolutely. So you would have input on how you would want that logo to... You know, how you would want that logo to look. You would have input in, as far as the design, but that's something that we do offer. Now, we are not going to be creating an e-commerce website. However, clients will have the option to make payments through your website.
Oh, okay. Okay. And again, I don't know that I'd really be getting into e-commerce anyway.
Okay.
You know, and that's something that, you know, there's large companies that sell, you know, they have thousands of home designs on their web page, and those people would go there anyway for something like that. But and that's something that, you know, I could on a one-to-one basis with a contact, I could discuss things like that. So that's not a big issue with me, and maybe it never will be. It's just that I noticed that when I was, you know, looking through my GoDaddy page, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. It might be nice to have that option at some point. But my type of business, I'm not selling widgets to people and packaging them out and, you know, sending them through UPS.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, I'm sure, Curtis, since this is a month-to-month program, this is something you'd like to give a shot, right? Try us out.
Yeah, I think I would. I mean, and since you folks are, you know, closely tied to Google, that would be interesting, too, because I'm having a difficulty right now getting Google and GoDaddy to communicate.
Oh, really?
I can't get my Google reviews to show up on my webpage.
And we can definitely help you with that. Absolutely.
And, you know, Facebook and Yelp and those things aren't showing up. So,
and I don't even see any of those attached to your listing. Typically, if you have a Facebook page, it's listed among the directories that you're listed on. And the only thing I see here is your home advisor. So there's a lot that we could do here for you. Get you more of an online presence going.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, let's just go ahead and get started.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what I'll do, Curtis, is I'll just gather some basic information from you now. We'll process your first month's payment of the $249 to secure the position. And then what I'll do is I'll schedule you in for a client interview with a technician where you'll go over content for your website. They're going to cross their T's, dot their I's, make sure everything that I have put down is accurate, because that's super important for your Google listing. Okay. And then we'll take it from there. Now, Curtis, your first name is spelled C-U-R-T-I-S, correct?
That's right.
And then show, Vaker, just like your business name?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have an email as curtis@showvakerdesign.com. Is that accurate?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the best contact number for clients to reach you, that's 864-580-8789?
That's right.
Okay. Now, Google is going to send you a one-time PIN verification code in the mail. It's about the size of a postcard.
Okay.
All we ask is that you give us a call, provide us with that PIN, so we can jumpstart your campaign. Okay? Now, what address
would that
it has to be a physical mailing
is
address.
The physical mailing is, well, before I give that, just before I forget to ask you.
Yes.
Is that different than the verification code that I received from them? To get my business, my Google business verified?
Nope, that's the same exact
thing. Because I have that code already.
You do? Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean my Google business is set up.
Perfect.
I'm receiving reviews and that type of thing. It's just that it's not communicating with GoDaddy. And I can look that up in a moment and give it to you.
Let me see here. Let me see if I can find it. What is it under? What's the name under?
It's possible that it's under my name. It should be under my business name.
Curtis Showvaker Residential Design, or is it just Curtis Showvaker?
Yeah. Well, let me pull it up here. I just received one last month. It's just opening right now. Yeah,
what's your zip
under,
code?
It's 29650 is where I'm at now. Now, I've had a couple of different ones in the last year. Here's the business. Yeah, I took a scan of the card that came in the mail.
Okay.
And it says the verification code that Curtis Showvaker Residential Design requested from Google is below, and it's a five-digit code.
Perfect. That's great. So that's going to speed up the process.
Okay.
Typically, it can take anywhere. Well, I'd like to know what the business name is under. For it's based out in Greenville, South Carolina, 29650.
It should be, but I'm not sure. I think the person I spoke with prior to you, I think he said that it's still showing up in Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston,
and
South Carolina.
That might be where it is, because that's actually where they sent this card to.
Okay. Let me see here. I can't locate that. Okay, I see it. Yeah. Perfect. All right. So you have your Google business profile.
Yeah, so that
profile.
Needs to be... Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be what?
Yeah, that... And then needs to the address of the service area needs to be changed from Charleston to Greenville, South Carolina, which is all the way across the state.
So you need to get PIN verified at that new location then?
Do you have to verify it for each location?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I change my business location, they'll send me a new PIN for that. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I see. Okay. We can't just jumpstart with this one and change it, or?
We can.
It has
absolutely.
To be.
That's something our team will be able to help you with.
Okay. I mean, really, this is just to show that I am verified. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes.
You know, we can change our service. We can change my service location, you know, along the way.
Yes, that is not a problem.
Okay.
So do you want to be the only one to have access to your account, or do you have a partner or a spouse that you would like to include as an authorized user?
Well, I mean, my spouse, my wife, does... She isn't really familiar with how to get into my business account, so I'm not so sure. I mean, it would be good maybe for her to have access in case something happens to me and someone needs to get in and help her with it. So, yeah,
okay.
I guess you'd want to include her on there, too.
And what is her name?
Phyllis? Mm-hmm. Same last name. Phyllis.
Okay. Perfect. And you are licensed and insured?
Yes. Well, I'm insured. I'm not licensed. My line of business, you don't need a license.
You don't need a license, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the services you offer, you get up to 15 various keywords and phrases. So you're targeting specifically residential.
Mm-hmm.
One second. Oops.
So, I mean, there's a number of things that you could use. You could use residential designer, building designer, kitchen design, bath design, blueprints.
Wait, hold on. You're going too fast. You're going too fast. I got to type all this up.
Oh, you're writing that.
Yeah. That's okay. So residential designer.
Mm-hmm. If you just use residential design, if somebody pulls up designer, it'll still show up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's don't put the er on the end. Just residential design. Building design.
Okay.
Kitchen design.
Mhm.
Bath design.
Okay.
Space planning.
Say that one more time.
Space planning.
Okay.
Maybe new home design.
Okay.
Remodeling.
So when it comes to remodeling, do you want to be found for like interior painting, flooring, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, or you just want to keep
it? I would say maybe like additions, you know. Like
additions.
I'd be interested in doing an addition, yeah.
Okay.
I don't really want to go through and you know, help somebody redecorate a room. That's not my line. I'm not an interior designer.
Okay. All right.
Say blueprints be another term.
All right.
Construction drawings.
Okay.
Permit drawings.
Okay.
Did I say construction documents or did I say construction drawings?
You said
construction
drawings.
Documents.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use construction documents too.
All right.
And I guess we could add or modify that list at a later time.
Yes. At any time you have the option to add keywords or take away keywords.
Okay. I mean, that's a pretty good start. Yeah.
Yes, that is a good start. Now, do you have, you said you mentioned you have a business Facebook page?
I do.
And that's based out in Charleston, South Carolina?
No, I think I just went through today and modified it. We just looked here once. I'm opening it right now.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where it shows my location. Settings, maybe?
Your location should just show it on the actual profile.
It doesn't really show.
I think I found it. Curtis Schoviger. Is there a van or an RV in the photo?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, that's actually my personal page.
Oh, that's your personal page. Okay. That's fine. So, yeah. And then you have a business page as well. Okay.
Yeah, it's Curtis Riviker Residential Design. And, that one, the logo is a picture of the front of a home. So you go to that page.
Okay, let me see if I can find that.
Oops. Yeah, I don't really see a location on this page anymore.
It's Curtis Shilbaker Residential Design, you said, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I don't see a
picture of a... Okay, I see it. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll add that in here. And that's where we're going to run the Facebook ads off of, is your business Facebook page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that page, you know, I started it over a year ago, and I haven't posted on it virtually ever since then.
Okay. Well, we can update that for you. Not a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And then your website, we're going to use your domain. Now, as far as the areas that you'd like to target, you get to pick and choose whether it's cities, counties, or zip codes.
I would say Greenville County would be probably the main county that I want to stick with. Greenville County. And Lawrence County.
How do you spell that?
Laurens.
Okay.
Those two counties cover a pretty large area.
Perfect.
Perhaps one other would be Spartanburg County.
Okay.
It's Spartanburg, Spartanburg County.
Okay.
Those three counties would cover pretty much everywhere I'd be interested to go.
Nice. Okay, perfect. So I have that down. And then as far as the forms of payment you accept?
I accept Zelle. I really prefer Zelle.
Okay.
Because I don't have to pay a fee for that yet.
Right.
Take PayPal, Zelle, and check the money order, I guess. I'm saying probably PayPal and Zelle would be the two main ones now.
So clients will have, like I mentioned to you earlier, clients will have the option to make payments through your website, and it's run through PayPal. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to go ahead and schedule you in for your client interview. We are pretty booked up for today. How is tomorrow looking for you? We could do anywhere from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
10 a.m. would probably work. Yeah.
Okay.
How long does the call take?
It'll only take about 30 minutes max, 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm fine.
Okay, so we'll do 10 a.m. And I'm going to send you an invite via Google Calendar. You don't have to respond. We'll actually just hit yes to confirm, okay?
Okay.
That's 10 a.m. Perfect. And like I said, that'll be sent to your email.
Okay.
Via Google Calendar.
Now, will you be my contact person?
So I will be the lead on your account, Curtis. However, you will be assigned to an account management team moving forward.
Oh, okay.
So that's who you will contact if you want any updates or if you have any questions. You will be assigned to that account management team, and they'll help you every step of the way.
Okay.
So I sent that over. Perfect. We have you scheduled in. So now we're going to go ahead and get into billing. Are you going to secure the position with a business card, or is it a personal card?
A business card.
Okay. And is your personal name on the card as well as the business name?
It is, yes.
Oh, is there a middle initial?
Yes, L, like oh. Lima.
Okay. Now, the address associated with the card, what would that be?
That is 75 Ashburton, Ashburton, Drive, Ashburton Drive. And the city is Greer, G-R-E-E-R, South Carolina, 29651. Oh, I'm sorry, 29650.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And is that going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
Yep. 4259-0710-0855-6673.
I'm going to repeat that back to you. That's 4259-0710-0855-6673.
That's it.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
The expiration is 325.
And the three digits in the back?
125.
Okay. Now, on the card, does it just say Curtis Shoemaker, or does it say residential design as well?
It actually says Curtis L. Shoemaker, residential design.
Perfect. Okay. So we are locking you in for just $249 a month for our Platinum Package. That's our local SEO plus Facebook ads.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and process your payment now. Once I do, your invoice will be sent to you via text message and via email. Okay?
Okay.
And then attached to that invoice is going to be your terms and conditions that I need you to sign. I'll walk you through that in just a moment.
Okay. I just said yes to the calendar invite.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. I'm just waiting here. Okay. So I'm waiting on that. I'm going to send you three text messages. Okay. The first text message I'm sending you is our contact number. Be sure to save this to your phone, as this will be how you contact us if you want any updates or if you have any questions. It's our 877 number. And my, like I said, my name is Stephanie. I will be the lead on your account. You will be assigned to an account management team moving forward.
Okay.
The second text I'm sending you is labeled, or it's a 5-minute YouTube video to watch. And it's going over the details of Local Splash, who we are as a company, what we're about. Like I said, we've been in business for 17 years. We've helped over 10,000 people with their marketing, and we're a premier Google channel partner. So you're definitely working with a great company. And then I'm also sending you a text labeled advanced reporting, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be sending you two emails, okay? The first email I'm sending you is labeled Facebook advertising. And that's going to, what that's going to have is everything that we discussed that's included in the package, Curtis, it's going to be in writing for you.
Okay.
Okay. The second email I'm sending you is labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. And what that's going to be, that's going to actually walk you through your customized tracking and reporting system, which I haven't gone over with you yet, but I will in a moment.
Okay. Okay.
So those are both emails.
Okay. I haven't seen those yet.
The emails?
I saw the first one for the calendar, but I haven't seen another one yet.
You should be getting them any minute. I just sent them over.
Okay.
Now, the last,
yep.
Did you get it?
Yep, I got the thank you for choosing Local Splash one.
Okay. Does it say, please click here to accept subscription terms?
No, I think so. This one's titled Facebook Advertising.
Okay, yeah, that's the one that I just sent over. Now, you should have received another email and another text just now. It's the most recent text and the most recent email. Now,
I see the most recent text. It says check out the new client dashboard.
Nope, it should be one after that. Maybe wait a minute or two and see.
Yeah, actually, I see three texts from you. One, first one with your hi, this is Stephanie. Then there's second one was a link to a video. The third one said, check out the new client dashboard. So those are the three texts.
Okay.
I received two emails. The first one was the calendar. The second one said Facebook advertising, but the third one I haven't received yet. Does it have an attachment?
Yes. So, no, you should be receiving the most recent email. It should say, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to accept subscription terms. That was sent to you
text
and via email. So let me make sure I have accurate information here.
Yeah, I don't see that. Yeah, I don't see that text.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. Make sure it was sent. Well, it should have been sent successfully because you're receiving all the other ones.
That's not the one that says to check out the new client dashboard.
No, and that looks like that was the...
That's the last one I received.
Okay. Yeah, it's not showing that it was sent. Let me try it one more time.
Okay.
Okay, I went ahead and I sent it in an email.
Okay. Still waiting. Don't see it yet.
Still waiting. Okay, hold on a second.
There we go.
You got it? Okay.
Yep.
So it'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you could open it either way, via text or email.
Yeah, I see it. So click here to accept.
And then what's going to pull
so
up?
It's saying that the link I'm trying to access has expired. Let me try to refresh the page. Let me try this one more time.
Okay.
Yeah, it says the link I'm trying to access has expired.
Okay. have my supervisor send you another one. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. That stuff happens.
So, okay, while I'm waiting for his response, I'm going to go ahead and read you your terms and conditions.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not your terms and conditions. I have to read you what is called
read
a 90-second.
You got
to
read my rights?
No.
I mean, really, that would be a technical correct thing to say.
Right. All right. Well, the terms and conditions you signed.
You go ahead.
So. Okay,
yeah,
so I have to read you what is called a 90-second voice verification. And the reason behind that is because we have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it's actually going to be an added form of protection for you. Now, if there's something that you don't understand and you need me to clarify, just interrupt me and I'll explain it to you, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Curtis Sherbaker Residential Design.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Curtis Sherbaker, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what that means is we know that you're using other services like Angie's. This is an entirely different service. We're handling your SEO.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't want you to sign up with another SEO company and pay twice for the same service. Wouldn't make sense.
Oh, no, that wouldn't make sense. And by the way, you mentioned about third parties last time. When I signed up with you folks before, man, I got flooded with people calling and wanting
to
do the same thing. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Really, it should have stopped.
Yeah.
Usually, once you sign up
with
a company, it stops. But
I haven't gotten them for some time, but boy, they came fast and furious for a while.
Interesting. That shouldn't happen this time around.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 22nd, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the second term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So that concludes the voice verification. Now I'm going to go ahead and try to send you this email one more time, see if you can't access it.
Okay.
Okay, it shows that it was sent.
Okay. We'll refresh, see if it comes up. Not yet.
Not yet? Okay, let me see here.
No. Yeah, this is kind of a conundrum. Where I'm at, we have fiber, and I got like crazy fast depth up and download speeds. The email is still slow.
Oh. Huh.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see the text.
I heard the buzz.
Yeah. Email usually lags behind it a little bit.
So you could access it through the text. Just click on the link.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now we got it.
Perfect. Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to scroll down.
Yeah.
Yes. Now that's a list of all the services that we offer. But if you go down towards the bottom, it'll show the package that we got you in for, which is the Platinum package. It'll show the price and all of that. There's a box for you to check.
Okay.
It says, I certify that I am an authorized holder. Go ahead and check that box.
Yep.
And then below that, there's another box for you to enter your name, exactly how it appears.
The name of the business or just my name?
Your
name. Appears there with the L.
Your name as it appears there.
Okay.
Yes, middle initial included.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Confirm signature. All right, now it's asking me to log in. So it's still using my phone number as a username.
So the username and password, that's great. That's what's supposed to pop up.
Yeah.
So.
Now it's taken me to my local Splash page showing
your dashboard?
Residential design. Yeah, it's showing the dashboard because I had one
you
before.
You have access?
I got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got access to my dashboard. So. Like for instance, on the upper left, it's showing residential design, Phoenix, Arizona. So I got to change that. Business info is showing me in Charleston. It says at the top, my Google profile is not verified.
Not yet, because we got.
And it's kind of should
that okay?
Should
so all of that,
that.
No, let's wait until your client interview tomorrow. And then your technician will walk you through how to do all those edits and what needs to be done and all of that.
So I just leave this page alone. Don't try to change anything at this point.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just leave it as it is.
Okay.
And then
they'll
walk you through that tomorrow during your client interview.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll just save it as a bookmark here so I can go back to it. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Perfect.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So you have that.
Okay,
so that's everything on my end. Just keep a lookout for that 877 number between 10 and 11 is when they'll contact you.
Okay.
And be sure to save that number to your phone. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
No. No, I think that ought to be pretty well covered. I think you've explained things pretty well. And,
okay, great.
I'm looking forward to getting this thing rolling here.
Absolutely. I want to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash, Curtis, once again. And, we're very excited to have you back on board with us. And we're very confident this time around you're going to stick with us long-term. This is a long-term solution for your company.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, it was very,
very
nice. Yes, it was very nice talking with you, Curtis, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day as well.
And nice talking to you, too. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.